Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. There are, as you know, and as we learn in life, always two sides to every story. Sometimes there's an obvious side and a hidden, not so obvious side. There are times when we need to put a bit of effort to catch a glimpse of the other perspective. When it comes to Bible stories, we need to use a different lens altogether to help us see the story behind the story. And that's especially true when we view the events of this Holy Week. When we first encounter the story of that week, we might mostly notice the pain, loss, and anguish that Jesus experiences. Our heart goes out to him as he encounters one heart-rending challenge after another. The story is filled with sorrow and loss. But as Christians, we know that there is much more to this story. This story, so central to our faith, compels us to look through another lens, the lens of faith, to discover not only the evil that is at work, but also the hope and grace that can be discovered. There is the evil of those who are plotting to capture Jesus and finally silence his voice. There is the heart-wrenching loss of faithful disciples through betrayal and denial. There's a long, painful journey that leads to the cross. Yes, there's that side of the story. But there's another side as well. It is a testament to faithfulness, to hope, and to God's grace and presence, weaving through a shroud of despair. We know that by the time Jesus sat down at the table in the upper room, that there were forces conspiring against him. A series of events had begun that would lead to his arrest and to a sham trial and his brutal death. But when the disciples shared the Passover meal, that celebration of release and freedom and new beginnings, they were breaking bread with God's Son, who had already transformed so many lives. Along with the bread and the cup, the disciples received a reminder of Jesus' compassion for the people of God. And nothing could change or take away from this part of the story. He had, after all, restored sight to the blind. He had healed lepers, shared meals with tax collectors and sinners, and brought new life to Lazarus and a young girl. He had inspired his listeners by describing the compassion of a Samaritan and urging them to love their neighbors with that same unrelenting compromise. He had instilled hope with his story of a loving father's welcome of a prodigal brought back home. And in so doing, he revealed God's eternal forgiveness. The enemies of Jesus tried to portray him as simply a rule breaker, someone who had come to upend the status quo. But the accounts of his compassion and wisdom would not be silenced, despite the best efforts of those who wish to harm him. On the one hand, we could think of that table gathering with his disciples as the final supper of a condemned man. But we need to look again so we see Jesus gathering with his disciples to celebrate Passover and the ancient truths of God's faithfulness. Together they ate and sang and prayed and praised God who hears the cries of his people, who listens and who cares, who doesn't want his people to live in any kind of bondage, and who had promised to send a Savior, a leader, to bring his people into freedom and new life. Together they rejoiced in the story of the blood of the Lamb that protected and saved the people of God. And Jesus had a choice about how he would spend his final moments of his life, and he chose to host a meal that would be passed down through the centuries as a celebration of new life and hope. The story of Holy Week could be described as one of treachery, fear, and hostility, plotting against Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And yet the other side of the story portrays Jesus, the faithful preacher and teacher who refused to be defined or intimidated by this lack of acceptance. He continued to live his life of welcome, hospitality, and inclusion. Jesus would not allow the evil plans of some to prevent him from sharing final moments in communion with his disciples. Well, an outsider might only see the dismal human failures of the disciples who fell asleep, failed to speak up, and at the time of Jesus' arrest, ran away. But when we look closer, we witness Jesus pointing to God, who offers them forgiveness, and who can envision a new beginning for them, even when all they can see is a dead end. An uninformed listener might only hear Judas' mocking tone, "Greetings, Rabbi," as he placed a kiss on the doomed teacher's cheek. But as Christians, the other part of the story shines through as we witness Jesus refusing to respond with violence. He halts his disciples' urge to fight. He does not give in to fear, but rather places his life in his Father's hands. We might be dismayed by the disciples' lack of fortitude as they all deserted him and fled. Yet we can celebrate the quiet steadfastness of Jesus, who refused to back down. Some might say that Jesus was a failure as he stood silently in front of his accusers. Yet Jesus knew that he did not have to respond to his false charges. He knew he would soon be seated at the right hand of power and only needed to wait for his Father's perfect timing. The story of the Passion is filled with gruesome losses and agonizing pain. It is also the story of Jesus' refusal to be swayed by human events, even when those actions took him to the cross. It's a story of death, but it's not a story of despair, as it finally offers the revelation from the centurion, "Truly, this man was God's son." The spectacle of faith are not rose-colored glasses. Instead, they are lenses that enable us to view the story with the eyes of believer. Palm Sunday urges us to look beyond the obvious and discern that God is at work among us, often in miraculous and mysterious ways. The same can be true when we look at our own lives and this world around us. At times, we can only see just one side of the story. Perhaps we, like Jesus, have been let down or even betrayed by friends and loved ones. In such a moment, It is tempting to allow that to color our outlook on the entire world. It may be easy to believe that no one merits trust and that risking involvement in friendships and relationships simply isn't worth the effort. It may be that we, like Jesus, have seen all our hard work apparently crumble right before us. Perhaps we didn't get the job we were hoping for. Maybe we're experiencing profound loss and grief. And maybe it feels that God is unreachable or silent. Everyone's life brings with it moments of profound disappointment and discouragement. There will be days, even weeks, when we can't see a way forward. We may be tempted to be discouraged and imagine that there's no reason to have hope. Sometimes we experience Good Friday moments in our own lives when it seems that much we have counted on has slipped away. There are times in our own lives when we want to cry out to God who seems to have forgotten us. We too experience despair when events mount up and seem more than we can possibly handle. The powerful account of Holy Week reminds us that Jesus looked his betrayers and accusers and even death right in the eye. Yes, he experienced profound despair. Can you not hear it in his words from the cross? Father, why have you forsaken me? And yet he discovered his Father in that place of sadness and sorrow as he prayed, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. God had not abandoned him. So when we find ourselves in that dark valley, we can remind ourselves that we too are not alone. Jesus has already been on that pathway before us. When we feel alone, we can remember that Jesus knows his way through this difficult terrain we call life. He can help us navigate the uphill battles of our lives. We can pray for wisdom Jesus had in order to see another side of the story, our story. In those moments that could lead to despair, we are asked to look with the lens of faith so that we can recognize the faithfulness of our loving God. O Lord, grant us such vision. In Jesus' name, amen.